And now, James Gravel.
Welcome to our study of the will of God. In our last lesson, I stated that the objective moral evil that exists today and many natural disasters that plague humanity are the direct result of man's abuse of his freedom of choice. Is it God's will that such things occur? If by God's will we mean God's sovereign will, which relegates to man freedom of choice and which decrees that natural laws work reliably, then it might be said that, yes, such things are God's will. But if we mean, are such things God's intentional will, then we would have to say, no. Such things were never within the intentional will of God for humanity. If you have been listening very long to our presentations on the will of God, you probably now know why that there is so much confusion on this topic. Such confusion arises because we frequently employ the phrase, the will of God, without making any distinction between the different varieties of God's will. For example, thus far we have examined the revealed will of God, the sovereign will of God, and the intentional will of God. God's revealed will is found within His holy word, the Bible. God's sovereign will is what He has determined is going to happen. And God's intentional will is what He wants to happen in our lives, even if it does not always happen as He desires, because we use our freedom of choice to circumvent God's intentional will. But these three facets of God's will certainly do not exhaust the subject. Today I want to turn your attention to another important aspect of God's will, His circumstantial will. Sometimes circumstances arise that disturb God's intention for us. Specifically, things may occur that make God's intentional will for us either impractical or impossible. For example, certain events, like natural disasters, may occur in our lives that ultimately are related to the once perfect but now flawed world in which we now live. Other events may result from the fact that we humans misuse our free moral agency to make wrong choices. Because God loves us enough to grant us free will, He will not override our decisions, poor though they may sometimes be. This, then, is where God's circumstantial will enters the picture.